Good morning to the postal community and all who listen to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Let's podcast. Wagwan, hold a selector. Man, we got the jam and postal guys in the background, no? Local guys out of Columbus, Ohio. Man, work at the post office, city gate, you know? Man, play like fire, straight fire. Every time the postal jamming guys play, man, they mash it up, man. They mash it up. Dave and Tony, righteous, man, righteous. I tell you, man, the postal jamming guy, oh, they soon come back. Boop, boop, boop. Man, studio's on fire right now. The vibe is so righteous. Booyaka! Yeah, see, that's the kind of vibe you want to start a show with. And the amazing thing about that opening track, that's just two people. Dave Brantley and Tony Berkheimer. Yeah, they entertain the employees at CityGate, and it's so remarkable because they get it done in about 14 minutes and 20 seconds. But nonetheless, here we are, still in the middle of this virus that seems to have that has most of the nation on lockdown. And I want to say that in these times, in these hard times, we have to try to find a positive vibe that's going to allow us to smile just a little more often than we frown. And one of the military courses I used to teach in resilience, we talk about finding the good. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to hunt and we're going to find the good and we're going to accentuate it. And hopefully that vibe will carry over to a change in work atmosphere. Now, I took the liberty of asking quite a few employees at the CityGate plant, what are some of the positives that you see happening in your work environment? You know, because more often, well, not more often, that's most of what my podcast on. But let's change that. And again, anyone who's not willing to change is not willing to grow. So as I look around the plant and talking to employees, one of the, you know, as we try to find that silver lining in this real dark cloud is maintenance has increased their level of attentiveness, so to speak, when they clean. And that's not to say at all that they didn't have it down to a science before, but they just kicked it up another level. I see that quite often. Maintenance personnel will have some kind of a solution on their carts as they're moving around, and they constantly clean and wipe down pit equipment. That's something that never happened before, but should continue even after we move out of this situation. And to the mail processing clerks and that work on the automated equipment, DBCSs, your barcode sorters, you will never know, and I say this in all sincerity, how hard a lot of the mechanics fought to make sure they had additional solutions to sanitize the equipment you work on. That's one of those things that happened within that maintenance facility, well, maintenance environment, that you benefited from and you had no idea. So again, to the employees, the maintenance, the mechanics, big hand clap to you, again, for going that extra yard to ensure you're taking additional steps to make CityGate a safe work environment. And if you'll notice, outside of the doors to all facilities, to all men and women bathroom facilities, they have affixed additional hand sanitizers. So again, maintenance in Columbus, Ohio, have shown that they are responding like stormtroopers to this unfortunate situation. And sometimes we need to slow down a minute and just say thank you. So to all the clerks, next time you see the mechanic cleaning the machine, it'd be a nice thing if maybe you guys would buy him a Lamborghini or something. And the communication from management to employees has gotten a lot better. Again, under these trying times, I think communication is very important, and postal management has definitely stepped up with service talks and things of that nature. When I talk about communication, last week we had a power outage. The manager of implant support, Valerie Rouse, was in the building. And let me just say this to you. The way she stepped in and started making decisions and calls, again, it was just like it was the fourth quarter, 20 seconds left to go, and Tom Brady stepped on the field. And it might seem very simple to some, but she made a decision that employees could go sit in their cars until the lights came on. And you would have thought, and I'm not joking, that they gave each employee a $100 check. See, because in Columbus, Ohio, employees understand that you don't leave the building unless you're on lunch. So having that cemented into their thought process, when they were told it's okay in this case, the appreciation was widely felt. And to the manager of implant support, Valerie Rouse, hey, outstanding job. I hope because I paid you a compliment, you don't get fired. Hey, wait a minute. This is the positive podcast. That's right. Hey, here we go. And if you look in the automation section, you'll see a nice display back there. What I mean by display, they've taken the liberty of creating a table that has hand sanitizer, gloves, mask, and copies of the service talks. So again, when we talk about making the best of a bad situation, I got to give a hand clap to the organization because the attempts are definitely being made and they're being observed. Mostly, they're being appreciated. Uh-oh. Never played that track on this podcast. I just want to take a moment and say happy birthday to one of the mail processing clerks and 204B supervisors, Miss Joan Barrett. So as we continue with positive vibes, to all employees, let's take that extra moment and scrub those hands. And again, maybe wear gloves. If you think the mask, wearing gloves and mask, is a little over the top for you, at least wear gloves. At least make sure we do what it is that we can do while we have to report for work in these hazardous times. My commitment to keep you informed, that's tattooed. I will search for a more motivational way in which to do that, because right now we've got enough that we're dealing with, and I'm going to try to do my part to keep us upbeat and keep us united so we go through this together. I haven't seen too much of our senior lead MDO, but I understand that he was a member of the Army Band, so it is evident to me that he understands music can be morale boosting. So I'm going to reach out to him and see if I can get him. I don't know what instrument he plays. See if I can get him to maybe sit in on a jam session with the Postal Jamming guys. We'll bring Rob White, a.k.a. The Menu, in on keyboards. And the lead NBO, Mr. Hotchkiss, plays what he play. And see if we can get a nice little music session going. And least I forget, to all the letter carriers, I hope you are advised or made aware that the post office will allow the 701 rule to be implemented. So I'm not going to go into detail on what the 701 rule is. I'm sure every carrier knows, and if they don't, their steward knows. And the fact that the post office is going to allow you to work 7 hours in one unit, again, if completion of your rounds, and go home and get paid for eight, well, that's a beautiful thing. Have a great day. We're going to keep the vibe real positive on this side.